welcome to another edition of TwaTech Radio. I'm your host, DJ Dossman, and today we're going to be talking about CGI and parallel port control, or a little something like to call the Pigeon Cam. About a month ago, at my apartment, I had some unwelcome visitors roost up above the security light right outside my kitchen window and my back door. And basically, some pigeons started hanging out there and proceeded to do some bombing runs all over the sidewalk, and as well as a couple other security lights at some of the other apartments down the way. And so I was a little bit annoyed, and at first, my first instinct was to break out the airsoft and the water pistols. I can lean out my second-story window, and I'm about 5 feet away from them. And I started squirting water at them and stuff, and then I started to think, what's a better way to get rid of them? And then I finally realized they built a nest up there, and I was like, wait a minute. Maybe I could have more fun just putting a webcam on them and invade their privacy a little bit. So that's what I ended up doing. I had a spare webcam just laying around, USB, and so I stuck it out my window, and I was like, oh, okay, that's fun. I put it up on a website, and so then I made an extension to that with this the pigeon boom, a big piece of wood that gets real close, about a foot away from the nest, so you can see them, and that was kind of fun. You could see them on the website and everything. And the next portion that I decided to do was set up a light, because my security light, of course, they're roosting on the security light, but it doesn't work. Comes on about every 4 or 5 minutes for a few seconds, then goes back out. It's been doing this for a long time. So what I did was I put a little 6-volt lamp behind the camera, and this is right underneath an overhang. So I really didn't waterproof any of my electronics gear, but it's pretty much concealed from the weather where it's at. That's where the pigeons pick this location, I believe. And so the light shines up against the overhang, so and they just get the reflected light off of it. It's kind of tough to describe. Basically, I didn't want to shine a light right at the pigeons. That's kind of rude. But anyway, what you do... on this website, you can click a button at night, and this light will come on, and then you can see the pigeons for 30 seconds, and then it goes out. So this was something I'd wanted to play with this kind of stuff for a while, both CGI, web CGI interface, and parallel port control of electronics and stuff. So first thing I did, I'm not exactly a great or even very good at all Perl programmer, but I know enough to get things done, and I made a little CGI script using a module for called Parallel Port, and this is pretty much the de facto Perl module for interfacing your Parallel Port. You can do more advanced protocols like printing and sending commands to your printer, or you can just do very basic things like flipping the bits of the parallel port on or off, as well as some of the control bits and stuff. So you've got basically eight lines, I/O lines you can control. So I used my CGI interface through Apache to just get this little script that that flips a bit, and then that bit on my parallel port, I've got a relay hooked up. The relay is just a 5-volt radio schlock relay, and that I've got a 6-volt wall wart power supply that just runs through it, so it's kind of like an on-off switch for the light. And then the lights kind of run out the window and attach to the pigeon boom. So that's pretty fun. It was like a one-evening project, but I probably spent several hours, 4 or 5 hours, getting everything, the hardware working and everything. There were a couple problems I ran into. The first one that was kind of frustrating was the examples and the documentation for the parallel port module. There's a lot of good documentation, but for some reason, the example they had listed would not work for me. When you use the device parallel port new method, you set the type of what kind of control you want over it, and of course, this was on a Linux box, and they said to use the method Linux, but that did not do anything to the parallel port. I couldn't get my relay to flip. And the other even though that was listed in the example, I ended up using another method called PAR port, pair port, and that seemed to give me the kind of control I was looking for. I don't know, maybe it was obvious to someone else reading the documentation. It was just several different places referenced the exact same way of initializing the parallel port through this module, and it didn't work for me. But I found just using the parallel port, pair port option worked. And so after that, basically my CGI is pretty basic. It sets bit 0 to high or 1, so that basically puts 5 volts in that line, so it trips my 5 volt relay, and then it sleeps for 30 seconds, and then it just turns it off. Of course, when you're doing any kind of CGI interface, you really got to be careful and make sure you don't have a way for someone to take advantage of your input. You've got to screen your input really well. This script, this CGI doesn't accept any input, so that was pretty easy. The other thing that's kind of somewhat tricky is you need, of course, the script has to run as root, so it needs to be have a SUID bit set. There's probably better ways to do this. I ended up finding a small, like a 5-line C program out there in the web that you just put the path to your CGI in it, compile it with CC, and then you call that instead of the actual Perl program. That seemed to help me get around my issues with SUID exec. And then you just make the binary itself SUID root, which is generally a bad thing to have to do, but it was the only way I could figure out quickly how to get this thing to work. If you're smarter than me, you could probably there's probably a million people screaming at me. There's better ways to do it, or you could call it with sudo or something. But whatever, it's my own personal web server, so it wasn't anything I was too concerned about with someone else in the box taking advantage of the binary or something. But whatever. So that was kind of cool. Seems to work pretty well. Now, as far as software hosting the webcam, there's a couple packages. There's VisionGS, which is a German demo shareware package that I've used in the past. And basically, it's Windows-based. It'll recognize any typical DirectX webcam that you plug in. And from there, it has its own web server built in and a number of other things. It can upload FTP images to sites and all kinds of other things. A lot of the features don't quite work, and some of them don't work because it's demoware. Really, it's okay, but like a lot of that stuff, it's kind of buggy. I found another package that was completely free called Easy Webcam. It's out of a company from the UK, and it's got a lot of the similar features, only a lot more going on. You can like cycle through multiple webcams on the system through their web interface and stuff. However, their web server is just a little too smart for comfort. I was trying to figure out how it works so I could kind of rip all the configuration out and put it in Apache. And basically, I've got two web servers running for this Pigeon Cam thing. I've got, my standard Apache server on my domain, and then I've got this thing running in my XP box, and the web page served from my Apache server just references the image, just refreshes the image as quickly as the Easy Webcam software will provide it. But I found in the process of trying to mess with it, I was DOSing the Easy Webcam web server quite often just by trying to do some different things with it that weren't even that unexpected for someone poking at a web server. So I was really not comfortable with this thing. At some point in the future, I'll probably try to set up Apache to proxy the images across my back-end network rather than letting the world have access to this horrible web server on my XP workstation. So anyway, some of that stuff's kind of crap, and you just got to watch out for that, obviously. It's a little too smart for its own good, but it gets the job done, and it's completely free for non-commercial use, so So yeah, that's what I did, and I've put some little papers up, like in the, I put a little piece of paper up in the laundromat for my apartments here. You know, hey, check out the pigeons. You know, and some folks at work have checked it out and thought it was kind of interesting. It's not the most exciting thing, but it was fun. It was a fun little project. And right now we've got babies that have hatched. It's got two little babies in the nest. They're hideous looking. you can, looking at the pigeons, you can kind of tell there's a male and a female that, roost on the nest, based on the markings. I don't know which is which, but one's got white spots and the one doesn't. So, I don't know, it's just a fun little project, and, I had fun doing it. I learned a little bit more about CGI and a little bit more about, parallel port interfacing, and, hopefully in the future I'll have more projects like this. I've always wanted to do more work interfacing with circuits through the computer. I've just never gotten around to it. So this was a lot of fun. Another thing, because of how hideous the webcam software is that serves the images from the webcam, I'm not going to post a link to the pigeon cam. If you want to see it, feel free to send me an email, dosman@packetsniffers.org, and I'd be happy to send you a link for that. Otherwise, I'll just have some links to some of the software I used in the show notes. That's what I had to talk about for this edition of Twat Tech Radio. And I'd also like to remind folks that if you enjoy the content of Twat Tech Radio and you think if you have anything you'd like to talk about, feel free to send us a note. Anyone can start being a DJ or hosting shows of Twat Tech Radio. We're always looking for more people to be interested in doing the shows. This has been going on for, I'm not even sure how long it's been going on now. And it's just, it would be cool to see it be able to continue. I think people have been good about getting shows in, but even myself, I've had, some difficulty getting shows into maintain our Enigma on time, but if we could get some more people doing it, I think it'd be great to have some fresh people with fresh ideas doing twat shows, and it would be really cool to have. If you like the show, send in your record an episode and send it in. We can get you the intro music and all that stuff. It should be available on the site anyway. If not, we'll get it to you, So, anyway, this has been another edition of Twat Tech Radio. I've been Dosman, and we'll see you next time.